We want to welcome you to Refreshed with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refreshed is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from the studios of WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. We want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting Christian radio. It is a blessing that continues to cause the good news of Jesus Christ to grow, to go not only here in Brevard County, but now with the breakthroughs in technology. What takes place here in this studio goes all the way around the world. You can access this from any place on the globe. You can access it via smartphone, with the apps that are out there right now. And so what a blessing you are being to many people, not only here in this community, but around the world, for supporting Christian radio. And we want to thank you for tuning in. I wanted to take just a moment here at the beginning of the broadcast for today and probably tomorrow, just to give you a little bit of information about our missions convention that is coming up this weekend. We're very excited about it. This is something that is one of the highlights of our year, in that we get to celebrate what God is doing around the world through missionaries who are able to go to places that we are not able to go. So all the way from Fiji to Ukraine to parts that shall remain unnamed, to reach people that you would not think would be high on the likelihood of getting saved, and yet God is pouring out His Spirit in places of the world that millions and millions of people are coming to Jesus Christ. And so we just want to be a part of it. We want to be a part of the celebration. So if you are listening to the broadcast and you haven't ever considered being a partner with us here to help keep this broadcast going, we would just let you know that it isn't a free ministry. It is something that that does have some expense to it. But, you know, God has provided the majority of that already, and our congregation has, you know, tends to make up as much of the difference as they can. And so we're thankful for all of our partners, whether I've literally had people send in $2, and I've had people knock on our door and bless us in very generous ways. And so we're thankful for the little, and we're thankful for the much. And a year and a half into the broadcast, and we are thankful that we are still able to come to you. So let me tell you a little bit about our missionary this week. Dr. Gary Kellner is going to be with us. He has been with us at our church many, many times before. He does a lot of ministry in the Ukraine and Africa, and right now he is really focusing on a humanitarian project in the Ukraine. And here's what's really exciting about this project is the government there has actually come to him. Isn't it great when people come to the church and say, is there anything that you can do to help us? And so this is a little bit about what the letter is that he sent to me here just not too long ago. Probably about a week or two ago. It says, we need to fill at least 300 trucks with food, clothing, blankets, and medical supplies. It's a project any size church can support. We are asking pastors across the country to join together now in a drive to save Ukraine now. And so what he's asking for is if we would be able to fill a plastic bag, if each of the families could fill a plastic bag with clothes, shoes, blankets, and bring them to the church, Bring them to Merritt Assembly of God to be loaded on a container we will send to you. The temperatures right now in Ukraine are sub-zero. They're suffering desperately. They need winter coats and other clothing items just to stay warm. It costs about, now you might not have any of those clothes, shoes, or blankets that you could bring in, but let me tell you another way that you could help. It costs about $5,000 to ship a container to Ukraine and $10,000 to fill a truck with food. And so there's a church in Trinidad that has sent three offerings of $20,000 each. And other churches have partnered, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, often the largest offerings in the history of their churches. And so that's where we are. He is going to be with us this week. And so we're asking the families of our church, and I would just want to ask the listeners as well, if you wouldn't mind going through your closets and finding some clothes, some shoes, blankets, that would be able to minister to people who have been removed from their home. The number of refugees, it says here, is now more than 900,000. That's 900,000 people that have been displaced from their homes and are now exposed to the elements. That's 400,000 more refugees than just 30 days ago. And so we don't want to let that condition go unmet. And so if there's anything that you can do to help in this crisis and ministering to these people in need, you can contact the church, 454-4263. 454-4263. You can contact me by email. I will return your email. If you can make tangible donations, that's great. If you would like to make a monetary donation, that would be awesome. We just want to minister to these people. Listen, not only is it a humanitarian crisis, pastors have been killed, churches have been attacked. It is a real crisis there, and God has given us an open door to be able to reach them. And I want you to know that the arm of the Lord is not short. It can reach from Brevard County all the way to the Ukraine and touch somebody with the love of Jesus. If you'd like to hear more about it, you can come Sunday morning at 10:30. He will be having a presentation that morning. On Sunday night, we will be having our missions banquet, and that banquet, you know, if you're going to come, we'd just like to ask you to call us and let us know. That way we make sure that we have enough food, but we are asking our people to step out in faith, make a faith promise for our local United States and global missions projects in 2015, and we're going to see God do great things. So that's what's coming up this weekend. We'd love to have you be a part of it. I want to take you in your scriptures this morning to Luke, the 12th chapter. Luke, the 12th chapter, and we're going to be in verse number 22. And it says in Luke 12, 22, "Then he said to his disciples, 'Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And we've been talking now for quite some time on the things that God says that he wants to give to us. And it starts off in Luke chapter 12 here about the needs that we have in this life. And it a lot of times what happens is we tend to get self-centered and self-focused. We fixate on what we have, and then we wonder whether or not it's going to be enough. And I want you to know that God is more than enough. And today, with this Ukrainian project that we have talked about, it is a time where we can take inventory and say, you know what? Maybe I haven't been storing those things up for my rainy day. You know, a lot of times people say they're storing things up for a rainy day. Maybe you have been storing those things up for this rainy day, not for yourself, but for the people in Ukraine. I have a wonderful district superintendent. I love him. He's my pastor. And at one point in time, he was a missionary, and the mission field that he was in suddenly became a war zone. He actually wrote a book about it. I read the book. And in the book, it talked about how they were unable to get out of the war zone that was going on, and they were going to need supplies. And there was a lady in that area. I don't remember, you know, because it's been several years since I read the book. I don't remember if she was a widow or whether she was just a single lady. But God had been telling her for a long time to begin storing up non-perishable food items. And so she called up the missionaries and said, look, I have been told that I am cleared to leave the country, to leave this war zone, and I just wanted to invite you all over to get the groceries that God has been telling me to store for such a time as this. And a lot of times, you know, and one of the things I love about my superintendent is he's very real and he's very down to earth. And a lot of times, you know, we set our expectation level according to the circumstances that we see. And so when they get this phone call from this little old lady and says, I've got some groceries that I have been saving up, and would you come over to my house and get them because I'm not going to need them. I'm leaving the country. And so they went over there expecting to get, you know, maybe a few bags of groceries. But when they got over there, they didn't find just a few bags. They found rooms filled with non-perishable goods where God had been telling this lady to store this stuff up, and it wasn't to meet her need. It was for her to be a blessing to somebody else that was going to need it. And so today, I just want to thank you. To thank you for partnering with us, and also to let you know that we do not have to fear for our future. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't do our best to plan and be faithful stewards, not just of what we have now, but for in the future. But it means that when God tells us to do something, that we can trust him with our today, and we can trust him with our tomorrow, and we can trust him with our next year, and we can trust him with the next decade. We can trust him in every circumstance. We do not have to have an anxious mind. That's what it says there. Let me see if I can find it. Verse number 29. and says, "And do not seek what you should eat and what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind." So today, I would just like to try and birth faith in you, to birth faith in you that will enable you to reach out and be a blessing to other people. You know, one of my favorite things about Abram is God said, "I will bless you and I will make you a blessing, and all the families of the earth will be blessed through you." I like that. I am thankful. I am very excited to declare myself and my family the blessed of the Lord. I am. And I am equally excited that blessing is not just to increase my capacity to receive, but it is designed, that blessing is designed to increase my capacity to bless others. I want to bless people that I come in contact with now. I want to have a generational blessing impact. And so it says that we don't have to have the same mindset that the rest of the world has, in that, you know, we've got to say, okay, well, I've got to take care of myself before I can take care of other people. So it goes on and it says, seek the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added to you. In Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. But you and I, instead of seeking things that are going to decay, that can be stolen, that are going to deteriorate, we are supposed to be seeking a treasure that is going to have enduring value. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God. One of the reasons that I am excited about this Ukrainian project is because we are going to be able to touch people with the love of Jesus. Can you imagine what it does to people's heart when they hear there are people tens of thousands of miles away from you who you do not know, but God moved upon their heart to help you in your time of need? Isn't that what Paul did with his missionary journeys? Was some of the places that he went, he said, we need to receive an offering, and we need to help these people who are going through a very difficult season. As they have shared the gospel with you, now it is your privilege and your opportunity to share in them, or share with them during their time of suffering. Verse number 32 says, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So let's look at that sentence just a little bit. First of all, it says, "Do not fear." You know, there are a lot of times where people develop a spirit of anxiety. I've had a number of prayer requests that have come in over the past several weeks, conversations that I've had, and simply asked, "Would you pray for me or for this loved one?" Because they're just gripped by anxiety. They're gripped by fear. If that is you, I would like to encourage you to do something. It's a practical step, and that is, would you shut off the news? Would you shut off talk radio and turn on good news radio? It's not that I don't want you to be informed. That's not it. But the world, and I've seen this in business realm, I've seen it with the way that people propagate information, and that is they create a sensationalistic storyline in order to try and get fear to keep you tuned into their program so their ratings go up. I worked in a retail environment. Our company lost a lease. I ended up working directly for another company that came in and took over. And they operated in a different mindset. They wanted everybody to operate on a quota system. And quite frankly, they said, if you don't meet your quota, you're going to be fired. You're going to be fired. And so I was simply the messenger, and I had to go and tell my people who were phenomenal at their job and said, you know, look, this is what they're saying. They're saying that if you don't meet your quota, they're going to have me fire you. And one of the ladies I will never forget, she looked at me and she said, Bob, I am doing the best I can. I get paid by commission. There is no reason that I don't want to do the best job that I can. And if they want to fire me, let them fire me, but I'm not going to live my life in fear. And you know what? I was like, God bless you. That is just such a wonderful mindset. And I've told you on the radio program before how God delivered me from that mindset as well. You and I were not called to live by fear. God has not given us the spirit of timidity. He has not given us the spirit of fear. We, before Star Trek ever boldly went where no man has gone before, we, the believers in Jesus Christ, boldly take the gospel places that it has never been before. We are not bound by fear, for God has given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. A sound mind. Fear deals in the realm of the irrational, and a sound mind deals in the realm of faith. It deals with the reality of the situation and the reality of what God wants to do in that situation. I urge you to do what the scripture says. The righteous shall live by faith. It's not that they shall just be saved by faith, but you and I are called to live by faith. When is the last time that you ever took a step beyond what your own physical capabilities were, and it required God in order for it to become a reality? I encourage you, live by faith. The next thing that's really interesting is it says, do not fear, little flock. That, as a pastor of a smaller church, that word is exciting to me, because God is not enamored with the multitudes. He is moved by the individual. He is moved by faith. He is so focused on people that he numbers the hairs of their head. He knows their days. He knows their steps. He knows every detail. He personally formed and fashioned you in your mother's womb. And in the modern era, not only did he form and fashion you, but since it's now legal to kill babies in their mother's womb, he actually protected you in your mother's womb. And so he says, do not fear, little flock. Today, if the world, listen, and I've had this told to me, and that is, look, Bob, you're insignificant. Nobody listens to you. I want to tell you that was a long time ago where somebody told me that. I rejected it then. I reject it now, because it is about one person communicating to one person. That's what God is looking for. That is what God is looking for. Now, do we want to reach as many people as possible? Absolutely. But we do it one conversation at a time. We communicate the gospel here one broadcast at a time. And so today I'm here to build up your faith and encourage you to step out and believe God for more than you ever have. It goes on, and here is how verse 32 ends. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now let's go back to what we have been praying with the Lord's Prayer here. Give us this day our daily bread. And the first thing that we can see here, and we talked about it in the Lord's Prayer, is it is about relationship. And so here Jesus says, for it is your Father's. And so there's got to be relationship. If you are not walking in relationship, you are missing out. In Psalms 24:1, I believe it is, it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and every living thing in it. Every person that is breathing belongs to God. They may not be serving him. They may be in captivity, but it is God's desire to come and set the captives free. Excuse me. Today, whether you believe it or not, God is your Father, and he wants to have a relationship with you. It is your Father. So everything is based on Father. But it goes on and it says, it is your Father's good pleasure to give to you. It is the Father's good pleasure to give to you. And so when we ask God, give us this day our daily bread, we've got to realize that we have just made God's day when we have asked him, out of our relationship with him, would you give me today? It is the Father's good pleasure. It thrills his soul. God is a giver by nature. He is a giver in practice. He is a giver in 2015. And it says here, he not only wants to give you your daily bread, but it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And you've got to remember, your Father's the king. And so he's not a powerless monarch. He is an almighty, omnipotent, ruling, reigning, sovereign of the universe. And he's your heavenly Father. And so today, whatever you have need of, it may be food, it may be bread, it may be a job, it may be finances, it may be health in your body, health in your loved one, it may be the salvation of your loved one. I want to tell you today, God's not holding out on you. He wants, it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Father, today, I just want to thank you for the opportunity that you have set before us at Merit Assembly of God. Thank you for what you are going to do this week. Thank you for the miracle that is going to take place and that people's tangible needs are going to be met. Their hearts are going to be opened. They are going to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, and your kingdom is going to be built. Thank you for allowing Refresh Radio Broadcast and Merit Assembly of God to be a part of it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.